You're listening to SBS News.
The JobKeeper scheme is worth $130 billion and it'll provide businesses affected by the coronavirus emergency with $1,500 a fortnight for each staff member over 6 months. An estimated 6 million Australians will receive the money, but some unions say up to 2.2 million workers have been left out of the JobKeeper scheme. Australian Council of Trade Union Secretary Sally McManus says casual staff relying on work from different organisations won't be able to get the payment from each employer.
The problem is in Australia we've got to a point where we've got so many different forms of insecure work and so much job insecurity that now the pandemic's come, it's all been exposed, and the inability of the government to be able to draw up a scheme that protects everyone just shows how wrong it is that we ever got to a situation where there's so many insecure jobs.
She says performers working in the entertainment industry will be vulnerable, and while some casuals will be better off under the JobSeeker deal, many will still miss out.
There's actually at the moment 1.1 million casuals that are missing out altogether, and that amongst all of that there'll be plenty of casuals that are actually earning a lot more than $1,500 a fortnight, and without this protection we'll suffer a radical drop in their pay.
The ACTU says it's not compulsory for employers to implement the JobKeeper program, but employers who do sign up will be obliged to pass on the funds to staff as a wage subsidy. However, employees could still be working some hours while receiving the payment. All full-time and part-time workers are eligible, along with casuals who have a 12-month link to their employer, sole traders, and New Zealanders on 444 visas. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he tried to make changes to improve the scheme's inclusiveness.
We're concerned about temporary workers. We're concerned about people in particular industries, including the arts and entertainment industry, who are simply missing out on any support at this time. We believe, though, that overall it is a step forward.
Mr. Albanese agrees with the idea of temporary visa holders returning home, but with a lack of flights and border closures because of coronavirus, he knows that in many cases it is impossible.
We said in Parliament that we'll continue to raise issues of the gaps that are there, particularly for casual workers, because there are people who simply have been left behind by this process.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has discretion to widen the parameters for JobKeeper, and Labor plans to push him to use those powers. Employers with an annual turnover of $1 billion or more will be required to demonstrate a revenue reduction of 50% or more to obtain the scheme. Smaller organisations that make less than $1 billion need to demonstrate a 30% reduction in revenue since March the 1st over a minimum of 1 month. The Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says already 700,000 businesses have signed up for the scheme. But the Council of Small Business says some companies are confused about the economic packages, how to save costs and find money for employees. Chief Executive Peter Strong is calling for employers to unite with their staff, and he's supporting the six-month timeframe for the JobKeeper scheme.
That's a great decision and it shows a lot of courage, but it is absolutely essential that we don't go 3 months, that we go to six. It's a lot easier to start up earlier than have to reinvent the whole package again in 3 months' time.
But he wants businesses to reopen as soon as possible and work with employees to come up with creative solutions.
We've got no work, but we can do training. You know, we can look at skills development, which is all about mental health as much as skills development, you know, for people stuck at home. Or, you know, we can get someone to go to if it's a shop, they can go there one day a week, do cleaning, do a stock take, one person at a time for safety.
And if registered charities can demonstrate a downturn of at least 15%, they too can access the payments. But global agency Plan International says aid organisations responding to the coronavirus need short-term relief just to survive. The federal government says not-for-profit entities will be eligible. Employers who can access the scheme also include businesses structured through companies, partnerships, trusts and sole traders. Self-employed individuals are also eligible to receive the JobKeeper payment. The money is expected to start appearing in bank accounts in May and will be backdated to the start of March. For some wondering how they'll get through to the end of April, there are several schemes helping feed those who need it. Trainee chefs from the Melbourne City Institute of Education are volunteering their skills to cook for their school's international students. The school's Gary Kuna says the chefs in training who have lost their restaurant jobs are keeping busy by feeding others.
And we're putting two nutritious food packs a day for every student, so a lunch pack and a dinner pack, and they can take it away and they don't need to worry about going hungry. So that's what we're trying to do for our students, to ensure that no one has to worry about going hungry.
You can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.